enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
K-A-Y-T, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
If you have it, say, I got it. John, the 14th chapter, and verses 1 through 6, read this way. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Yes. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Yeah.
And whether I go, you know. And the way, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Listen at what Jesus told him.
Yeah.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yeah.
I want to talk. Just look at your neighbor and say that the pastor is going to talk. And that Jesus is the only way.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the only way. I have had an opportunity. I've had an opportunity to travel all over this world, just about. And in my travels, I've had the opportunity to go to places that were unfamiliar to me. And back in the olden days, when we got ready to go somewhere that was unfamiliar to us, we would ask somebody how to get where we're going. Y'all don't mind if I bring y'all up through history, huh? Way back when, before we got halfway sophisticated, we would stop and ask somebody, how do I get to so-and-so? And somebody may tell us that you go a piece way down the road, then you turn at Brother John's farm, then go another piece way down the road, and you arrive at where you want to be. But as we progress through history, praise God, we got a little bit more sophisticated than that. We began to get road maps. And when we are looking for a destination where we're going, we would try to follow the road map. But even with the road map, it became difficult, praise God, when we were trying to drive or when we were trying to negotiate where we were going, to look at the map and drive at the same time. And oftentimes, we would make the wrong turn, even with the help of a road map. And we wind up in some situations where we will have to stop on side the road and ask somebody, I'm on my way to Podunk. Am I going in the right direction? Praise God. And they'll say, yeah, well, you're on your way, but you have to go a couple more miles and then head north on Highway 152. Amen. But we have gotten to the point now where we are more sophisticated. Praise God. We now have a thing that's called a GPS, a global positioning system. Praise God, that feeds off of the satellites that's in the sky. And guess what? With our GPSs, praise God, we don't even have to look down at the road map, because the GPS talks to us. Amen. And it tells us, man, when you're going. But you want to know something about a GPS, too? Sometimes the GPS will get you off course. Amen. The GPS may tell you to take exit 125, and if you take exit 125, you may have to travel about another 100 miles to get to where you're going. Praise God. And sometimes the GPS is not up to date. Praise God. With the latest information, it may tell you to turn somewhere where that may not even be a turn. So I'm trying to tell you, praise God, if you are, Jesus is the only way. And if you are trying to get to the destination that I believe all of us are trying to get to, praise God, there is only one way, and there's only one person who's going to show us the way. Amen. And that's why when he was talking to his disciples here, praise God, he reminded his disciples that he was getting ready to go somewhere. Amen. You want to know something? He had already told them where he was going. Y'all don't believe that? He already told them where he was going, but then Thomas interrupted him.
Yeah, come on, Pastor.
And asked him a question. How in the world do we know the way?
Yeah.
Praise God. We don't know where you're going.
Yeah, Pastor.
And that's when he gave us some clear directions about himself.
Yeah.
He said that I am the way.
Yes,
I am the truth.
Yes, sir.
I am the light.
Yes.
Praise God. I'm going to talk about those three things, but I won't talk long. So if you got a recorder, record. If you're trying to write, write fast. Amen. Praise God. Because when you look at the fact that he says that I am the way, praise God, can I tell you that Jesus is the only way? There's what Jesus is saying to us. Praise God, that I am the only way. And my brothers and my sisters, I don't know about you all today. I feel some preach coming on here already. But you want to know something? I'm glad that I'm a Christian. Amen. I might step on somebody's toes, but I'm glad that I'm a Christian. Praise God. I'm glad I'm a Christian. I'm glad I'm not religious. I'm glad that I'm a Christian. Praise God. Because you know, Christian means that we're Christ-like and that we're trying to be like Christ. Praise God. I'm glad I'm not religious. Amen. Somebody, I'm glad that I'm in religion, but I'm glad I'm not religious. Amen. Because over my years in my life, I've seen some things in religion, praise God, that sometimes make my head hurt. I'm talking about sometimes make the hair stand up on my head. Praise God. You see, because when a person is in religion, praise God, a person that's only in religion, that's the kind of person that will tell you, praise God, if you don't serve on a certain day, praise God, that you're on your way to hell. See, that's religion. Amen. See, religion would tell you, praise God, that if you're not baptized, you're not going to heaven. See, religion would tell you that if you don't speak in tongue, praise God, that you are not saved, praise God. But I'm glad that I am a Christian, praise God. I'm glad that I'm in Christ Jesus. I'm glad that I have somebody, praise God, who are bored in my automobile. I'm talking about the automobile of my life. Praise God, that's going to guide me and that's going to take me to my destination. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, religion won't do that. Praise God, because sometimes religious do some things that really makes me wonder, praise God, what's going on in this world that we live in. Praise God, you see, it's only religion, praise God, that will separate families, praise God, at the darkest and the most horrible time in their life. Praise God. I know religion, praise God, where if they had a mother was dead, praise God, the children won't even come because they belong to another religion. Praise God. I know religion, praise God, that if a brother dies, praise God, or a sister dies, praise God, they can't come in there and pay their final respects because my religion tells me not to do that. But let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, Christ Jesus, I'm glad that I'm a Christian. Praise God, because in Christ, praise God, I know that I have all that I need. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So when Jesus said that I am the way, he means that he is the way and there is no other way. Hallelujah. We find in this world that we live in, there are people who want to, praise God, who want God to admit them into heaven in spite of the fact that they have never committed their life to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Some commit their lives to Buddha. Some commit their lives to Oktar. Some even commit their lives to themselves. Praise God. It's self-aggrandizement. Praise God. It's me, my, and I. And I don't care about anybody in between. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the only way. Jesus said that I am the only way. I tell you, praise God, my brothers and my sisters, there was a man who the Bible says was the most wise man in the world. Praise God, a man by the name of Solomon. And you want to know what Solomon talked about when he said about ways? And he meant this so well that he wrote it twice. I'm talking about the same exact words. If you turn to Proverbs, the 14th chapter and verse 12, and then allow your eyes to go down to Proverbs, the 16th chapter and verse 25, you're going to find these words, what Solomon wrote. And this was the wisest man in the world. The Bible says Solomon was the wisest man at that time, and there will never be another man who's going to ever be any wiser than Solomon. And Solomon wrote this book. And look what Solomon says. He says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. He said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Praise God. He wrote it, praise God, in the 14th chapter, verse 12. And then he restated it again in the 16th chapter and verse 25. I'm talking about verbatim. And what he was trying to let us know, that there is only one way to salvation. There is only one way to God. There is only one way to heaven. And that way is through Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't care what you are doing. Praise God. If it's not in Christ Jesus, praise God, and it's not by his word, praise God, you need to jump out of that thing, praise God. And I got to tell you this morning, praise God, if getting to heaven was not going through Jesus, can I tell y'all something today? It would be no need for us to be sitting in here today. Today is our mission Sunday. It wouldn't even be a need for a mission. Praise God, because all we do in here and all our mission does, praise God, is to point people to Jesus. There will be no reason, there will be no need for any outreach, praise God, if Jesus was not the way. But Jesus declared that I am the way, praise God, and he is the only way. But he didn't just say that I am the way. He said that I am the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the truth. Amen. He is the truth. He lived the truth. Praise God. He walked the truth. Praise God. He was the truth. He still is the truth. And he will be the truth. Praise God. Somebody said, how many of y'all have been looking at these religious stories and these religious doctors who got their PhDs? And they are sitting down now talking about my God had an affair with Mary Magdalene. Praise God. That's the worst of it. I thank God for a thing called a remote control, because when I'm going through the television and I stop and I see that mess, praise God, don't you know that he must have had a click up, because he was the truth. Praise God. The Hebrew writer says, Praise God, that but he was tempted at all points, just like you and I. But it says that he had no sin. Praise God. So that lets me know that he was the truth. Praise God. He is the truth. Praise God. And he will forever be the truth. You see, the truth is a valuable commodity in our world today, because we live in a time when men desperately need